KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have areas of fog, drizzle, and it's 50 degrees. We picked up 6/100ths of an inch of precipitation over the past 24 hours here in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Don't forget there is a dense fog advisory in effect for the far west and southwest counties, Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page. And that dense fog advisory is in effect until 10 a.m. for visibility is reduced to 1/4 mile or less. Cass, Audubon, Adair, Adams, Guthrie counties, there is a visibility is reduced by the fog to 1 to 3 miles, so give yourself plenty of extra time to get to work this morning or school, as the case may be. In the news, results from a monthly survey of business supply managers show a slight slip in the economic conditions in 9 Midwestern and Plains states. Mid-America Business Conditions Index report released this morning says the overall economic index for the region dropped to 60.1 in March from 60.5 in February. It's the first decline in the index in 5 months. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says the figures still point to a healthy regional manufacturing economy. The survey results are compiled in a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100, and survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests growth in that factor. A score below that would suggest decline. In other news, police in Red Oak Sunday night arrested a man for domestic abuse assault first offense. 40-year-old Richard Allen Straw of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 8:25 p.m. in the 200 block of West Washington Avenue. Straw was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond until making an appearance before a magistrate. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 21-year-old Chase Paul Palmer of Red Oak was arrested Saturday morning, around 8:30 a.m. for interference with official acts. And two people were arrested on separate charges early Sunday morning in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say 50-year-old Christine Courtney Ryan of Elliott was arrested just before 2 a.m. in Elliott on a valid Red Oak Police Department warrant for failure to appear on an original breach of peace charge. Ryan was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond after failing to comply with the booking process. And just before 2 a.m. Sunday, Montgomery County deputies arrested 32-year-old Nicholas John Horgdahl of Henderson following a traffic stop at 150th Street and F Avenue. Horgdahl was taken into custody for driving while barred. His bond at Montgomery County Jail was set at $2,000. Police in Creston reports two arrests on Sunday. 31-year-old Colin Hanner of Red Oak was arrested at 806 Laurel on charges of disorderly conduct and trespass. Hanner was being held at the Union County Jail on $300 bond. And just before 11 p.m. Sunday, 41-year-old Mandy Stowers of Blockton was arrested in Creston on a charge of driving while suspended. She was released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. Saturday morning at around 10 a.m., Creston police arrested 27-year-old Trevor Loudon of Creston at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for violation of parole. He was being held in the Union County Jail without bond. And Friday morning, 28-year-old Brenda Davis of Apton was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for probation violation for an original charge of criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Davis was later released on a $1,000 bond. A traffic stop Saturday night in Shenandoah resulted in the arrest of a Nebraska man on a warrant for failure to appear in court. Shenandoah police stopped a vehicle around 11:30 p.m. near Highway 48 and E Avenue. After making contact with the driver, 34-year-old Tyler Morrow of Omaha, Morrow was arrested on a valid warrant out of Lancaster, Nebraska for failure to appear. After further investigation, Morrow was also charged with possession of a controlled substance. His warrant did not allow Morrow to post bond. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held pending extradition to Nebraska. A 22-year-old Western Iowa woman was arrested following a crash in Omaha that left her young son critically injured. The crash happened late Thursday night on Interstate 80 in Omaha. Police say Janika Lovejoy told officers she was driving when she and another woman in the car began arguing. She says the other woman grabbed the wheel, sending the car into a light pole. When officers arrived, no one was there. They later found Lovejoy and the boy at an Omaha hospital where the boy was being treated for critical head injuries. Police say Lovejoy had been drinking and that her blood alcohol content was 0.198, or more than twice the legal limit to drive. A 19-year-old Orange City man has been sentenced to 2 years in prison after pleading guilty to sexually assaulting two teenagers. Axel Reyes pleaded guilty to assault with intent to commit sexual abuse last week in Sioux County District Court. Investigators say they learned in September that Reyes had provided alcohol to a 14-year-old and that he had sex with her while she was intoxicated. He was arrested February 3rd after authorities completed their investigation. And while in custody, another 14-year-old reported that Reyes had sexually assaulted her against her will in January. Last Friday, a judge sentenced Reyes to two separate two-year prison terms to be served at the same time. Reyes must also register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. And parents and Sioux City residents are lamenting the latest delay in the opening of a new elementary school after several homes were demolished to make room for it. The Sioux City Journal reports the plans to start classes at the new Bryant Elementary School in the fall of 2019 unraveled March 14th after the low bid for the project's final phase came in at nearly $3 million higher than estimated. The main reason for the high bids, officials said, was likely rising concrete costs. The school board decided to revisit the architectural plans to save costs rather than pay more money, which Superintendent Paul Gausman said will push the opening of the school to August 2020. Resident Eric Peterson said the dirt blowing from the construction site has created an annoyance for neighbors. In the funeral announcements, Gary Lee Smith, age 71 of Harlan, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Gary Lee Smith will be held Wednesday at 9:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mardell M. Maley, age 82 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Mardell Maley will be on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Lotus Martin, age 84 of Harlan, died Wednesday. A memorial service for Lotus Martin will be on Friday at 4 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Betty L. Johnson, age 86 of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place and burial will take place at a later date at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Ridgeway, Missouri. No services are planned for Betty Johnson. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Connie Moeller, age 71 of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Services for Connie Moeller are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.